Blog Talk Radio.
We're a nation of haters under their control. To rise up everybody and burn down the system, pay up the exit polls. Wake up the silence,
and welcome to the Star Chamber Show, episode number 55. And love to kick it off there with little Zero King. We appreciate those guys letting us use the song Showtime, and the boys are getting ready to have their first vinyl release. I heard just coming up at the end of the year, and you know me and my vinyl, love that stuff. So, but tonight is a very special show. It's going to be, we're not going to take any time to talk about updates, because we're going to focus on Imaginarium. And we've got some callers tonight that are going to be calling in and talking about Imaginarium 2015. We've got toddlers in the background. It's going to be awesome, and it's going to be a full show that's going to give you a good overview of Imaginarium 2015 in Louisville, Kentucky, September 11th to 13th, a convention about creative writing. So, Michael West is my co-host, and then Yay. We also have official co-host Susan Roddy, who is with us, who is also the head of programming for Imaginarium, and she is going to be with us here at the outset to talk about programming in a second. But first, I'll kick over to Mike, because Mike, unfortunately, is already book committed to Horrorhound, and being a good guy, he's honoring his commitments, and so he's going to be at Horrorhound that weekend. But he was at Imaginarium in year one, so he has some perspective, having gone through our first year. And so, Mike, I'll turn it over to you, and maybe you can say a few words about the upcoming event.
Oh, certainly. Imaginarium is one of those conventions that you look forward to all year, just simply because, I go to a lot of media shows, either comic book shows or horror shows or whatnot, where it's there are authors there, but the focus is on celebrities and media guests. But this is really now one of the only conventions in the country that focuses on writing and reading. And there is just a wealth of knowledge that is on display in the panels and in the dealer rooms. And so, if you are interested in writing, whether you're a professional writer, you're just getting started writing, or you just like to read, this is the place to be, just simply because there's a lot of, industry gossip being shared. There's last year, I don't know how many stories got sold to publishers last year, just, talking in the bars after hours at the convention, it's just a great place to learn, a great place to share your knowledge. You get to see people who you may have only spoken to on the internet, on Facebook or Twitter or whatnot. You get to have actual interactions with them, and it's just really, really, it's just an amazing time.
Yeah, and one of the things that, is first and foremost is that we have an extensive amount of programming. It's not just a fun weekend, but it's also a weekend that offers a lot of substance. And at the core of that is Susan Roddy, who is a wonderful author herself, who has done a lot of work with publishers and understands the business, and you know, is crazy enough to be a good friend of mine and work with me in the programming and take on this programming. And so I'm going to turn it over to Susan just to give a few insights as to, you know, the extent of the programming at Imaginarium, because it's definitely kept her busy.
Well, you know, I think Michael's already hit all the high points, really. It really is a comprehensive program, and it's, I know all of us in the literary world, any of us who do regularly attend conventions, we've all been to that one show that has just been an absolutely horrible experience, and you never want to go through it again. And that actually is kind of where the whole idea of Imaginarium was born from. You know, we've all been there. We've all been on the wrong end of the wrong convention, and it sucks. So the idea of having a place where we as authors, as artists, as the creators can come in and just be ourselves and be with our own people is a wonderful thing. You know, it's like Michael said, most other media shows that you go to, they're focused very heavily on TV and movies and celebrities. And it's hard to find a place where the authors and the readers really fit in. You know, most of the other ones, it's either a romance convention or a sci-fi fantasy convention. But, oh, yeah, you have writers there, too. And they're almost kind of an afterthought. Well, this is completely different. Our programming focuses entirely on the craft of writing and the love of reading. And it's not limited to just one or two genres. We're open to everything. I mean, we have tracks for not just speculative fiction and romance, but we have mystery. We focus on horror. We talk about nonfiction. You know, we deal with social media and blogging and all the different types of literature that are out there. And we've
screenplays also.
Yes, we do. That's actually something we have new this year that we didn't have last year was, you know, panels on script writing and documentaries and actually how to do the back-end production on something you would see on the screen or on the stage. It's about more than just, oh, well, here's my book, buy this. It's about sharing the love of the craft and creating a comfortable place where readers can come in and interact with the authors, where you can bring your family. And, you know, the majority of our programming is very much family-friendly. There's a lot of it that is actually geared toward younger authors and even younger readers. And I'll tell you, half the people that we've got there, if you bring a kid in who likes to write, they're going to jump all over that and do everything they can to get that kid to keep on going. You know, it has that community feel to it, and that's one of the reasons I love it so much.
Well, even on that note, I mean, I looked through your descriptions, and I was just like, wow. I mean, some of the stuff that you've added this year, like, you even got author support panels. You've got a few of those for those who are significant others, spouses, or, you know, close friends of authors, and how you can, you know, better adapt to living with a writer. I mean, you've even got, like, panels for those who live with writers. So, I mean, it's as extensive as it gets.
All of these things, you know, it's not, you've got the author support panels, even some of the young adult panels. A lot of our young adult authors are teachers, and one of the things they're really interested in talking about this year is using young adult literature to teach life lessons to kids. These are all of these things were created by our guests. They were all suggested. And things that everybody just kind of jumped on and said, hey, we really want to do this. Can we do it? So I said, okay. Because, you know, that's, again, it goes back to the idea of that really bad convention where you just kind of feel like, why am I even here? As long as your guests are happy, you know you're going to have a good show. They've got to be passionate about what they're talking about. Otherwise, they don't want to talk about it.
And the panels you've got are just, I mean, top-notch. I mean, we've got people that have absolutely rocked the New York Times and USA Today lists. I mean, of course, goes without saying, our guest of honor, Lori Wilde, of course, is known to, you know, romance readers everywhere. And then we've got people like Elizabeth Beverly and Magdalena Scott and Teresa Reiser and Adrian Wilder and Jamie Lee Scott and J.M. Madden. I mean, we just keep going on and on. I mean, with guests that have just absolutely been great successes in the writing field who are going to be there to meet and talk to people. And that's, you know, and that's, you know, and that's who you get to play with as a programmer too, with you know, some of these panels and workshops. You know, I mean, Tim Wagner, who's one of our imaginators, second to none in terms of being a creative writing instructor. I mean, he's just a phenomenal teacher of writing, and you know, then also Michael Nost, who actually is debuting at the Author's Guide to Marketing with Teeth at Imaginarium. So he's a Bram Stoker award-winning author editor who also is, you know, bringing a very meaty new nonfiction book that will be of great use to writers. It's going to be debuting that weekend, and he's one of our imaginators, and just and unbelievable. The guests.
Let me tell you that there's nobody in this industry better than Michael Nost at just marketing and also author support. I mean, he works with the Horror Writers Association in the mentoring program, and he is just a wealth of knowledge. And if you are interested, if you're a writer, or if you're interested in writing, whether you've published a book, published a short story, or never published anything yet, you're going to want to pick up this book, because this book will be something that won't just sit on your shelf. This is something that you're going to reference, you know, if not daily, you're going to go back to it again and again.
Yeah, and you can just go down our guest list. I mean, in terms of writers and publishers, I mean, you've got guys like Jason Sizemore, who's one of the best indie publishing minds you'll find anywhere. I mean, who's from Apex Book Company, who's going to, you know, be there among, you know, our sponsor family includes many great indie publishers like Perbot Stett and Muse It Up Publishing and Loconeal and Hydra and Turquoise Morning Press, who we're very proud to have, who you know, have a great press for romance titles and such. And of course, the awesome Joseph Beth Booksellers, who, you know, is one of the greatest, I consider one of the greatest indie booksellers in the country, you know, is one of our sponsors. And then, of course, our friends at Phantom Fest have given us some great love and support as well. So, I mean, even among our sponsor family, you know, we've got an extensive representation of good indie publishers. And Susan gets to work with all these types of folks when putting together the arsenal she's got. So it's got to be a little fun. I know the details drive you nuts sometimes, but it's got to be a little fun to get to deal with some of the mix that we have, Susan.
It really is. It's a lot of fun getting to talk to everybody and get to know them. You know, part of my, I am one of those that does have that dreaded day job, and part of my day job is that I organize 7 major events for my company a year. But picking up this one and doing it, you know, when it comes to Imaginarium, I do it not only for the love of the event itself, but just for the love of the industry. And I have, in the last 2 years, I have met so many wonderful people. They're so good at what they do. And, you know, everybody so far has been, they've been so professional. They're all a lot of fun. Everybody's been a really good sport, especially putting up with me and some of the craziness that I've had going on in the last couple of months. But it just, in the end, it all ends up coming together. And, you know, last year being the first year, it was a little crazy, but it ended up being a wonderful show. And, you know, you make friends. You come out of it stronger because you have allies in your corner when it's over. It's, and you guys are right, the people are absolutely amazing. We have some wonderful, wonderful, not just authors and publishers, but editors. We have bloggers, we have cover artists, gamers. It just, the range of people and topics, it's just crazy. If you can think of it, we've probably either done it or we're going to try it.
Yeah, we bring you the content of like any major writing conference in the country. I mean, bar none, we can match this up anywhere content wise. But the thing is, the atmosphere of the convention style atmosphere makes it such that, as Susan is saying, that, you know, you can easily interact with people. It's comfortable. It's relaxed. It's accessible. You have a really good good platform for actually meeting and connecting. And that and we saw it last year. I mean, Susan and Michael, I all witnessed. Yeah, I mean, we saw publishing deals happen. We saw, you know, people, you know, getting their anthologies. We saw, I mean, we just saw stuff happening all over the place. And it's because of that, I think, you know, the interactivity and that kind of looser, kind of relaxed environment that we have.
And, well, you know,
some of our staff was even involved in a contract war last year, which was really entertaining to me. You know, even the staff, they go around and they instigate things and they get people start up and they get the publishers arguing over, okay, you both really want this book and go, you know, helping try to get the best possible contract for some of our newer authors.
Well, and also just being around other authors. I know sometimes, you know, when you're a writer, a lot of times, you know, you're stuck in a room with just you and the walls and your laptop, and you have very little contact with the outside world, and everything is just all in your head. And sometimes you just the interaction that you have with other people who get you, you know, who've been there, who know what you're going through. It just really, I mean, you feed off that, and you
That's
just come
it,
away.
Exactly.
You just come away from this weekend, just you know, it's like it can be done. You know, you're just invigorated.
It almost makes you feel invincible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Susan, do you have any more notes? Because we have a guest, another guest coming up here in a couple minutes. So I just wanted to give you the platform if there's any other notes you'd like to make about the programming and the things before we let you have a good night's rest.
We're in the process of actually finishing up the last of the programming mail. We are going to be using the event-based app again this year, just as we did last year. But this year it should work a little bit better because I actually know how to use it this year. So all of that should be live by this weekend, and as the scheduling passes muster with our guests, everything will go up, it'll go live, we should have everything ready to go so people can go ahead and start digging through and making their plans and deciding what they want to see and what they want to do.
Well, speaking for a lot of folks, I know that, appreciate your hard work, Susan, and you've once again come up with an amazing, amazing track of content and all the things I, you know, challenged you to have, you know, in terms of just being very comprehensive. I mean, it's there and more. I mean, when I saw that you actually had author support for wives and significant others and spouses of authors, I thought, wow, I mean, you've really covered all the bases. So thank you very, very much. And, I think it's going to be awesome and deliver everything everybody's hoping for.
You have to have that author support next year so that my wife can actually go to it.
Oh, absolutely. And by next year, we will have talked my husband into joining in as well, so there's no telling what they'll say about us.
I even have a He Must Feel Bad t-shirt for him. I even had another one made for him, by the way. So, yeah, I'll be holding on to that one. Yeah.
Oh, he'll love that.
But thank you, Susan, and we'll let you get some well-deserved rest, and we'll be catching up with you soon.
Yeah, I think it's about time to put the toddler to bed. So, but you guys have a good night and enjoy the rest of your guests, and I'm sure I'll see y'all around.
Night, Susan.
Good night, guys.
Night.
Oh, and yeah, and that's going to lead us into our next caller, who's going to be calling here in just a second. But yeah, we talked about the programming and the content and the meat of what we have to offer. But part of the fun of Imagine is the environment, and it's the atmosphere, it's the events, it's the we got an event coming up Friday night, which I'm not going to talk about yet. And I'm going to leave that for a caller that's coming later in the show. But Saturday, you know, we've got a Filk concert with C.S. Marks, who is a best-selling fantasy author, and Filk is kind of like, best way to describe it in mainstream terms would be like almost like a folk kind of concert, but with fantasy, science fiction-y kind of themes to it. It's about the best way I can break it down for a mainstream audience. But we are going to have
like
a Filk concert, and then
Weird Al was at a, if Weird Al was a fantasy author at a Renaissance fair, that's Filking.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. Yeah, and we've got the film festival, which is going to be screening on Friday and Saturday throughout the evening, and then afternoon and evening on Saturday we'll have a lot of film festival with Eric Jude and Kylie Jude. Of course, they're awesome and back to run the film festival screening room. They did a great job last year. Great duo who are senior staff with us. And then we've got our banquet has been moved to Saturday so more people could attend, because a lot of people travel on Sunday, so we moved that to Saturday. And then we also have the masquerade and costume contest Saturday night, which is going to be a whole lot of fun. And then we've got our expo, which is the vendor hall, and that's this year that's actually open to the general public for free. So there's no reason a reader of a certain author should be inhibited from coming and seeing that author, getting books signed, meeting that author, because the expo is open for free. But one of the things that we like is having a master of ceremonies, and unfortunately, we had a little challenge because unfortunately due to personal reasons, our person had to cancel recently, and so we've got a new master of ceremonies, or toastmaster as we call them in this convention world, to introduce to you tonight. And he's actually a great author. He also is the main man at Hydra Publications, and he's one of my favorite people in the biz, and quite suited for this role. So welcome, Tony Acree. You are live on the Star Chamber Show.
Hi, guys. How are you all this evening?
Doing good. How are you?
I want you all to know with this announcement, I will be right after the show starting my GoFundMe page to raise bail money just in case it's needed by the time the weekend is over. So
I'll probably need bail money just from the fact that I put you in this role. They'll probably jail me just for that.
Well, I mean, it'll be a lot of fun. There's no doubt Imaginarium brings together a great group of characters that are fun to be with and hang out with. And that's why I highly recommend anybody that has even an inkling of anything in the writing world to come, because the people that you meet there are just outstanding. And to be able to make fun of a lot of them and have fun is just going to be a blast.
Well, you are actually one of the people that I can talk to live about this, but last year you actually did pick up a new author for Hydra out of Imaginarium.
I did. As a matter of fact, Rebecca McAuliffe, whose debut novel, Dears of Golgotha, we now carry at Hydra, and we signed her to a new series, the first of which in the book is Alpha. Rebecca is a perfect example of coming to Imaginarium with a dream to be a writer, having some content to show people, going to a pitch the publisher type of scenario event. And she had not just one or two, but three different publishers all interested in publishing her work. And she went from, you know, self-published to with a house in one weekend. And that's the kind of thing that can happen at Imaginarium. And that's the networking you can do, because you have publishers, you know, authors, cover artists, editors, screenwriters, I mean, you name it, they're all there. And if you want to get to just learn more about your craft and to meet people in business, well, this is the event on steroids. This is where you need to be.
So are you now you're just recovering from agreeing to be the Toastmaster, but tell us your initial feelings about suddenly being put into the MC role.
Well, The great thing is I have a huge stock of Fireball whiskey at home, and so I think I'll be more than ready. But again, the great thing is I'm getting to know a lot of the people that attend the event, and it's a Toastmaster, it's more going to be like talking to friends, and it's just a fun event to be at. So I was thrilled that you thought of me, and I was very happy to do it.
Yeah, well, just me, and Michael can vouch for me on this, too. It's like, you like, spring to the minds of many people when we're like, uh-oh, yeah, we had somebody pull out as a Toastmistress, and we need to figure out a real proper personality for this.
Yeah, you were quite the popular choice.
Well, I appreciate that. And we'll see if you feel that way by the time, 5 o'clock on Sunday evening rolls around. So But we'll have
well, we'll see if we're feeling anything at 5 o'clock.
That's true. And again, I promise you, I think the fireball will be flowing freely throughout the weekend.
Oh yes, and you know I took care of you during Phantom Fest on that front.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, we had such fun.
And the people at some of the panels, like the Marvel versus DC, are fairly sure that I'd already visited a couple of those samples before the event started. So,
yeah, if you wanted to see a good show, that particular panel at Phantom Fest was massive, and Tony was the moderator on it. And anybody that saw him perform in that should have a very good idea of why he's going to be such a great Toastmaster at Imaginarium, because he had that room just entertained all the way through. I mean, we're talking standing room only. I mean, it was awesome.
Well, the good thing, that's for those panels, it's easy to do that with.
Oh, that one too easy, though, because you had a split camp in the crowd. You had a balance between the Marvel and DC folks, so that's, it's always gets a little bit of a contest there.
Well, after Yankees and DC changed, I did have my posse that was able to walk me out of the room, and I got safely back to my table. So,
yes, you did.
It worked out pretty well. But I look forward to seeing you guys at Imaginarium, and I'm going to go back to writing the Great American Novel. And
all right.
I will catch up to you gentlemen on the 11th through the 13th.
Thank you, Tony. You take it easy, man.
See you, thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, no, he's going to be awesome, Michael. I think he's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, we couldn't have asked for a better choice. It's just he's one of those personalities that you can't be around him and not have a good time. So
no, and I'm sure that we'll probably at some point end up at the Troll Pub, of course, that weekend. That always happens.
Of course.
That's like the writer tradition when we do Louisville events is go to the Troll Pub under the bridge, and that's always a good time. And Tony's a blast to hang out with, and Hydra does great stuff, and yeah, we're proud to have him as one of our sponsors. And so we're really making Tony work. He's one of our sponsors, and he's our Toastmaster. So we're really working him hard. Yeah. But, I might have to bring him a bottle of Fireball for after the day or something.
Right.
But that kind of, fun, entertaining kind of vibe that kind of surrounds Imaginarium, I think makes the difference. I think it's the hybrid. It's the content and the fun that kind of come together. I mean, that's what I kind of felt, when I walked around. I mean, of course, I had to work.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was really surprised as a panelist. It's like, I've done a lot of cons where, you go to a panel room and the panelists outnumber the attendees for the panel, but I was really surprised that even the panels that happen early on a Sunday morning after all the Saturday evening festivities and whatnot were very well attended.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there are a few, of course, you do get some panels, especially in the early phase of the convention where you might get a sparse number of panelists, but the important thing, that I emphasize is that, we do offer, a comprehensive range of topics and subjects, so whatever you're kind of looking to get, you're going to find it here. And getting back to the fun side, I mean, even our gaming, I mean, we have a TCG Player Platinum Max Points Tournament that's for all those Magic the Gathering kind of fans with all kinds of cash prizes. We've got Louisville Board Gamers are back. We've got the Wild Wars trading card game is debuting at Imaginarium. It's a Kentucky-based game designer who is actually debuting a game and having a tournament on Sunday. So even like, even if you like gaming and stuff, I mean, we've got loads and loads of offerings in that area. And so, yeah, it's definitely got the relaxed kind of atmosphere, too, and content.
Yeah, and it's like you talk about the wide range of programming. It's everything from as we were talking about just young adult and romance to one of the most fun panels we did last last year was the quote-unquote monster porn panel. And it was standing room only, and it was just the best time. I mean the we fed off the audience, and the audience fed off us, and it was just hysterical. I mean, it was one of those things where stuff that was said at that panel, you'd hear it repeated. You know, you'd walk by people in the halls, and they were talking about something that you know came out of that panel, and it was just so hilarious.
And that's always awesome when you get a real lively panel where the audience is really into it, interacting with panelists. And yeah, I did hear about that particular panel because people were coming up with some interesting anthology ideas out of that panel. So I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I had a couple people wanting to pitch me a couple ideas even for Seven Star Press, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm not so sure that would be right for us. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, some pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, if there was a like a Seven Star Press After Dark, then maybe.
Yeah. but we avoided that.
but
the panel itself was great. Yeah, the panel itself was fantastic. And the panels, yeah, I mean, they run from, like, we're talking from 4 o'clock on Friday into the evening, all day into the evening on Saturday, and then all morning into later afternoon on Sunday. So I mean, there's a huge, you know, range of time, you know, for people to, you know, access panels and see that part of it. So yeah, they can, yeah,
right.
Definitely
and,
want to take
for,
take advantage of the event based app if they and download that for sure.
Yeah, and if any panelists are listening tonight, you know, there have been, I've been a panelist at shows where, like I said, you know, you outnumber the attendees and whatnot, but you know, from personal experience, I can tell you that nothing will get people interested in you more than just hearing you talk at a panel. And it could be about something that, you know, I mean, I had people follow me back to my table last year at Phantom Fest from the Marvel versus DC panel. And I don't write superhero fiction, but because they enjoyed the interaction that we had during that panel, they wanted to know what I did, and you know, they came back to my table and talked and ended up taking some books with them, and that was all because of the success of the panel. And so you know, when you go to these panels, just go and have a good time and give it your all and just be yourself, and you know, good things will happen, you know, for you and for the
right.
The attendees.
Well, it looks like our next guest is now in queue, and I am going to just have – I'm going to wing it and hope it's really him. I wasn't able to jump over and screen because he's just a couple minutes behind what I was hoping. But I'm pretty sure it's him. But Friday night we do have a great event, and it's actually tied to a documentary film that's tied to it. And I'm leaving this kind of nebulous because I'm going to let the man talk about it himself here. That I have with us the awesome Tim Druck from the heavy music band Lame, and I think that's you, Tim, on the phone, I'm hoping.
Hey, Steven, yeah, it's me. What's going on, man?
Yes, I winged it, and I got it right. Good deal. Not a random like question caller or something like that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but, man.
But thanks for being on the show, and I wanted you to call in tonight because you do have some cool stuff to talk about, which you and I have been talking about and setting up. And so I'm going to give the floor to you, but I'd like you to talk not only about the event, but also about the film, because there's a cool segue between our film festival and this event and you and both of these things. And so I'd like you to, yeah, give us a picture of all of it.
Oh, well, we're feverishly working to finish up the film called All We Know Is Lame, which is a kind of a a story of a band, you know, an ordinary local band that's had some rather extraordinary things happen to us over the last few years. And, you know, the story of some really rabid fans and some really, you know, some trials and tribulations and lots of things that make a good film, you know. we hope to have that done very, very shortly and submitted so that we can screen that. When are we planning on screening that?
We're planning on screening that actually earlier on Friday, you know, well, leaving you plenty of gap to worry about the show later, but something around 6 o'clock-ish on Friday night, we're looking to show the doc, and that way people can come check your documentary out, learn about the band and the band story, and then go to what you're going to talk about next.
Yeah, then the exciting thing is that you're gonna get to see the film about the story of the band. And then later on that night, we're going to pull the trigger on a full-throttle rock concert starting at 10 o'clock. We're going to have Lane, the band in the film, headlining the show, featuring another great band called Dirty Double Agent. And then we're going to kick the show off with a band called 4 Foot Fork. You know, and just to run down who those folks are, 4 Foot Fork is just a tremendous little four-piece blues rock band here out of Louisville, Kentucky. Good friends of ours, and they really bring it every time they come. And then Dirty Double Agent is out of Bowling Green, and they're coming up specifically for the show. And those guys are a little bit of everything, man. They're an alt rock group with a pretty nasty streak. They're pretty solid, and I'm always excited. We played with them several times. I'm always excited to hear from them, and always excited to hang out with those guys and play a show with them. And then closing the show obviously is going to be Lane, and we're rehearsing hard, and we're ready to blow the roof off the place on Friday night. You know, we figure everybody's going to come to the conference on Friday and have a long day of getting set up and getting ready to go. And then just about the time they're ready to kick back and relax a little bit, we'll be going on stage. So that ought to be good entertainment for the to end that first day.
Well, hopefully the Crown Plaza will let us continue the festival after losing the roof on Friday night. If you blow the roof off.
Yeah, we plan on doing actual physical damage to the venue that night.
Yeah. Well, he's joking, folks. We're legal speak terms. Yeah, he's just kidding.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, we're not going to do that. You know, and I want to, you know, I want to make the impression this is a full rock show. We're bringing full on lights and sound. You know, mm-hmm. This is, you know, you're going to a concert if you show up there tonight. So don't make any plans on Friday night except to be at what we're calling the main event, because this is going to be something to see. It's going to be really special.
Yeah, we're looking. Tim and I have already talked about making this a yearly tradition. Like, you know, working with Tim to do this every year, and he can tell you, yeah, we had some different scenarios, and we went with our A plan for our production. And so, yeah, we want to bring you the best we can in lights and sound, and make it a very, very top notch show. And of course, as Tim and I were talking about earlier, and when we chatted, lots of the writer and filmmaking world are into rock, metal, heavy rock, and things like that. I mean, guys that are guests of ours, like Armand Rosamia and people like that, are big into it. And a lot of it, Michael and I both are. And so, I mean, you know, this definitely has a lot of gamers we know are. And so, I mean, this definitely has an appeal to a lot of our audience, but it's just a high energy, great live show. And I think it's a great way to kick off Friday. That's how we feel, Tim.
Yeah, it's going to be one hell of a party, Stephen. That I can promise you. It's going to be a great time. These, I chose these bands specifically because they're high energy, they're good time. No, you know, nothing's going to get, you know, bogged down or boring. These bands are going to keep it fired up, and everybody's going to have a great time. And I know how these conferences go. People go back to the hotel rooms after the official conference is over, and they run, you know, role-playing games or just have parties in there, you know, and you just have a great time. And we think this is going to be a great way to kind of kick off the conference on a high note and get everybody fired up, ready to have a great time.
Yeah, Main Event 1. It's a new addition to Imaginarium, and we definitely are desiring to see Main Event 2 in 2016 with working with Tim. And Yeah, couldn't be more excited. Love the segue with the film. I think that's awesome. I mean, just the fact that, you know, there's going to be a connection between the headline band of this and the film festival side, and that's going to be really, really cool.
Definitely,
thank our mutual friend Amy McCorkle for connecting us too.
Absolutely. You know, Amy has a way of making things happen, and that's exactly how this happened here. I can't thank Amy enough for really spurring me to do this, and the film was in large part her idea, and I'm really excited about how the film is coming out. The footage and the editing process has been pretty fascinating, and I just can't wait to get to Imaginarium, man. It's going to be a really good time.
You guys will have space in the dealer's hall of, the expo, so, people throughout the weekend will have a chance to meet you guys, buy your stuff and merch and whatever you got, and whatever the bands that, are working with you got, and we definitely got some space for you in the expo hall, and hopefully you get a chance to just hang out, have fun after that, and just enjoy the weekend, and hopefully celebrate a victorious Friday evening, so...
That'd be great, man, and I tell you, come by and see us definitely. And the truth is, we'll probably be by to see you. If you've got space in the hall or just walking around checking people out, we're gonna be walking around, checking out the scene and meeting people and personally inviting you to the show, because we want you to come out and have a good time, and we want you to get to to have that touchy feely experience with the bands that you're about to see. So. Definitely come by and see us.
Well, thanks for calling in tonight, Tim, and thanks for giving us the lowdown on the show, and looking forward to having you.
Hey, anytime, Steven. Thanks a whole lot for having us, and thanks for everything you do, man.
Be catching up with you soon, Tim. Take care. Have a good night, man.
All right. Take care, Steven.
Well, so there you go, Michael. You got the lowdown. A rock show, sir.
Yeah,
the year that you mark going to be here, we bring in the rock and metal. That was not intentional, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Since I told you I couldn't make it this year, that's when you started booking them. I know you.
As soon as you said you'd already committed on that weekend, I was like, I'll show him. I'll bring in a rock concert on Friday night.
Yeah.
We'll show West. Yeah. Well, we did. But I think it's going to be, I do think it's going to be another kind of fun and crazy addition to the weekend. Because, last year, the Masquerade and Dance, people had an absolute blast at that. And I think that's definitely our Saturday anchor. And Friday, we didn't want to take on too much last year. And this year, we don't want to spread too thin again this year. But I think it's important, to always grow a little bit and add some new things. And, like the Felt concert with C.S. Marks on Saturday and the Rock concert on Friday night. I think these are going to be great additions, to our entertainment side. I think that even people that aren't necessarily rock metal fans will just have a blast hanging out around the bands and the show and the other folks that are into it. And, I think it'll be just yet another piece of our mosaic that I think creates that kind of nice atmosphere. So,
I agree.
I think it's going to be cool. And I love the fact that we have a film featuring the headline band. I think that's so cool.
Right. Well, and a lot of times, Friday night, Friday and Sunday are at a lot of shows are the dead times. Saturday is where everybody loads all their stuff, and to have something cool to do Friday night after the show closes or the vendor hall closes and whatnot is going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, and I do. And like I was telling Tim, we really did. We looked at several scenarios for production, and we went with the A grade. And, we are not, like I said, it's a challenge to put on a convention, very expensive. It's hard to, even come close to breaking even, but we do not skimp when it comes to delivering the quality. If you go to our banquet, top notch. Anybody who went to our banquet can tell you that. You can see the touches and the kind of lanyards and badges we have. You can see, with our program. You can see it with, like the rock show with with Keith Brockman, the caliber of DJ that we have for our Masquerade, and how good he is and stuff. We go all out for top quality. We don't skimp on that.
Well, And you mentioned the DJ. It's like, I remember last year, you know, the DJ was only supposed to play for X number hours. And he was having such a good time. He ended up staying an extra, what, hour, hour and a half, something like that?
2 hours. Easily two hours. Easily.
Mm-hmm. Just because he was having such a good time, he didn't want to stop.
Yeah, see, I've been working on my dance moves all year. I'm ready for this year. Totally ready. Totally ready. But no, Keith was just a super guy, and we told him immediately, yeah, he's the guy we want back for this year. And so we're very excited to have him back. He's going to be, you know, definitely running the show with the masquerade and everything. And, yeah, I mean, he's definitely, addition to Tim and Lame and all the bands on Friday, Keith's another big part of our live kind of performance entertainment, and thrilled to have him back. And this year, I may actually get on the dance floor. I'm about 85% certain. So, we got another caller to wrap. Oh, sorry. Go, Mike.
Anyone who's listening to this, please, for me, if you care about me at all, you will videotape, record Steven dancing, and you will YouTube it, or you will just share it with me on my Facebook wall or Twitter or something, because you know I'm gonna miss this.
I know Eric Jude's already plotting to get like 5 or 6 different camera angles of this. I know him, and he's already thinking of it. I know it, I guarantee it. But and Michael Nast, he's actually in our chat room right now. He's already thinking probably of the video we already got of you dancing. But Eric and Michael are already talking. They're already discussing this. But the last guest of the evening is online, and it's a mutual friend of ours from the great northern state of Michigan. And he's going to be coming on here to talk a little bit about the R-Side, because he does come a long distance and finds it worth his while to come a long distance to Imaginarium. And, of course, his books. He's got a couple of 7-star. He's got his Transport series with book 1, Transport, book 2, Hunt for the Fallen, and he's going to have a book 3 launching at Imaginarium. And so on that cool note, Peter Wellmerink, good evening.
Hey, thanks for having me.
There he is, our guy from the Great North. Oh man, last time I saw you was at HyperCon in Nashville. Oh man,
yeah, and that was a very short trip for me. All it wasn't for you, Steve.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
For Shrewsbury, and the bastard didn't
show up.
I tell you.
Yeah, he just had a whole ocean fall on him and surround his hotel. Yeah. You know, during that weekend.
Poor guy.
I know. I had I had multiple cases of his new book all ready to go down there. Oh man!
Yeah.
But
he had to drink all his alcohol.
But I did bring him a bottle of I think it was Captain Morgan. I think
Captain Morgan.
I had my maple bourbon, but I did bring him a bottle of Captain Morgan to celebrate Born of Swords. But yeah, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had that. We donated to the literary underworld, folks. But
his loss. So,
but the Literary Underworld folks will be at Imaginarium too, by the way, Elizabeth Donald and crew. Sweet. So they'll be back. Yeah.
Sweet. So I just wanted to say that I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I wanted to say about just real quick about my Imaginarium experience. So Imaginarium was I went to like a Chicago Comic Con a million years ago, but of course that's just as a, you know, you're walking through. I didn't dress up or anything, but anyway, the Imaginarium, when I, that was my first, not only my first big convention that I attended, but also as a, you know, published author, it was my first big convention that I attended, and just, I mean, not only with the SSP family, but just all the other participants, the other writers and artists, and we had some musicians there, and anyway, and screenplay writers. I know we had Jeffrey Reddick there. Anyway, just a great bunch of people, and I don't know. I mean, at first I walked in there, I was all nervous, like, you know, I've never been to one of these things. I'm out of my element. I'm like the newbie published, you know, novelist, I guess you could say, because I've had, you know, short stories published, but not like my own novel series. So anyway, but just the people, it was so easy to get in the flow of things, connect with people. I made like a ton of contacts. I was in these great panel discussions on all sorts of crazy things. And I was even thinking, you know, I might write some of this stuff, but I don't have like full expertise. But, you know, I was a little nervous getting in some of these panels, but everybody was just so warm and friendly. It was like I'd come home to old friends. And I don't mean to sound all super sappy, but it was just a great experience. And I'm really lucky. That's why I'm bringing down, you know, another Northerner with me. Because I said, dude, you have to experience this. So he's a small press publisher. He's also a writer. But I said, you got to experience this thing because you're going to be in your element. And there's going to be so many opportunities to network with people, meet people. And I'm talking about other writers, authors, illustrators. I guess he used to do some screenwriting and stuff like that. But I said, everyone's there, you know. So it's a great convention, bottom line.
Well, you actually represent what I'm kind of talking about. It's, you know, you talk about the substance and you talk about the feel of it. It's not stuffy. It's not intimidating. No. You might go into it feeling kind of one way, but you find out that people are accessible. I'd like for you, yeah, to kind of talk about that kind of union of the kind of fun atmosphere with the core substance. But if you want to say, you know, talk about a little bit about that.
You broke up there. What was that?
Oh, sorry. But talking about the union of the kind of like the substance with the atmosphere, kind of like how, you know, I really want to get that across.
Yep. So basically, I didn't just, you know, hang out with our 7-star people. You know, you can wander around and stop at different people's tables. And even though it was kind of, I don't know,
he just didn't want to sit next to me.
What's that?
I said, you just didn't want to sit next to me.
Dude, you had, like, that whole 7-star wall to yourself, man. I mean, you were pushing Jen Mulvihill and I out. We couldn't compete, brother.
Oh my God, that's funny. Oh my God.
So, you know, and that's the other thing. So I'm sitting next to, you know, Mr. Big Dog, you know, horror writer himself, and just, you know, and I'm looking at this guy with multiple books under his belt, and
the steampunk squirrels,
and he's human. He's human, you know. And
so you think.
Michael West is a human being, even though, you know, some people
God,
I am
might not. Right.
I am
so
offended.
What's wrong with you? So, but again, just wandering around, talking to people, the atmosphere was just open. I don't know, conglomeration of talent and people who gave a shit about the industry, about what we're doing, and it didn't matter. I mean, I was in not a participant in the panel, but like on a steampunk panel where they were talking about all sorts of stuff, and it was just, even the audience, everyone was so laid back. And we're just talking back and forth. And, yeah, there was some heated debate on stuff because obviously everyone doesn't have the same opinion. But it was it was just an open forum of, I don't know, like-minded people that just wanted to spread the word about the creative world in all its guises.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I think that's what comes across. I really do. I mean, just going around to, doing my role and checking in on things. I mean, that's kind of what I was sensing everywhere, you know, just definitely mm-hmm.
Well,
that kind of vibe.
And that's
what made me feel good about it.
I think he's just giving you the tagline for any advertising. You know, Imaginarium, we give a shit.
Yeah, that's going on the billboard in Louisville next week. That's honestly true. It really is true, and I can't underscore that enough. But, yeah, I wonder if Louisville will let us put that on a billboard. That might be interesting.
I was thinking more of the tagline should be, we're all okay, really.
I don't know. The Imaginarium, the tagline you just said with a picture of Peter in front of the Sherman tank in the background, I think that would have the right kind of vibe. Really do.
If you don't like us, we'll crush your ass.
Yeah, no, <we're, laughs> and then if we want to be really threatening, we'll put Shrewsbury in the picture, too.
There you go. Stephen Shrewsbury with his arms crossed giving that scowl.
He's giving the scowl, yeah. If we really want to intimidate him. But
come to Imaginarium or else.
Smashing tables.
And here we are at the end of the show coming out with a whole different style of marketing. Oh, my God. But we actually have had. I mean, I've been speaking of the author community. I don't. Peter's noticed it too. But we've had some great efforts by folks. I mean, like J.H. Glaze has been doing some amazing graphics, and everyone's been sharing them and putting word out. And I know Eric Jude's about to launch some special videos. And yeah, people are really, really, you know, really coming together to kind of spread the grassroots word. But I think that reflects what we are.
And I think it's because really, you know, what Imaginarium represents is becoming increasingly more rare out there. It's like you've got conventions folding and kind of going away, and there just aren't a lot of outlets anymore for authors to get together and have that kind of camaraderie.
Yep.
To interact with the readers. It's like, you know, I get emails and tweets and messages from readers, but that face-to-face, you know, one-on-one interaction, you just don't have a chance to really get it that often.
Yeah, or you're thinking that, you know, these guys are guys and gals that are writers and out there that they're not, you can't reach them. They're kind of in their own special world, which we are, but everyone's accessible, you know, and that's what I totally enjoyed is that I talked to so many different people. Even I went to the little workshop with Tim Wagner, and you know, you've heard about these guys, you've read these guys, just like, you know, Michael West and all the rest, and they're human and they're friendly and you can go to them. They offer themselves to you. I don't know about Michael, but I know that Tim Wagner was saying, hey, if you got any questions, here's my email. You know, or you can friend me. Where, you know, Michael West, you can't friend him anymore because his Facebook
has 8 billion friends. Right.
Well, but you can still like my page.
Exactly. So, you know, you can have
everyone like my page.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But
we're coming up on 1 minute left, unfortunately,
okay.
And so yeah, we're gonna have to kind of probably tie it up here.
Oh.
But we definitely want y'all to come out. Oh, go ahead.
Get your room.
Come on out. We're okay. We're okay. We give a shit.
What's the website?
Yeah, visit, website is entertheimaginarium.com. Entertheimaginarium.com. And on Twitter, we are ImaginariumCon at ImaginariumCon. And then at Facebook, we are Imaginarium Convention. But spread the word on all those channels because that's where we have all the info pumping out right now. But for my part, thank you.
Anyone you know that has ever read a book, bring them. Anyone who thinks that they might want to read a book,
bring them.
Bring them.
Yeah. Cool. Well, have a good night, everybody, and we'll see you in 2 weeks on the next Star Chamber show.
And even though I will not be there, my books will be.
On that note,
that
have a good evening, everyone.
Good night.